Hey, possible when the Mishkan was traveling in the Midbar with the Psul of Yoitse. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi argue. One says it became possible, the other says it did not. The one who says it became possible, the Kedash and the Pasuk says Kashu Yachon Ken Yiso, which he says just like when they're not traveling would become possible with Yoitse if it left the Azara, so too during traveling became possible with Yoitse as well. The one who holds that it did not become possible, Dash and the Pasuk of Velechem HaTomid Olav Yihia, which teaches that even during the traveling, the Lechem HaPanim remained kosher on the Shulchan. What is the view that it did not become possible with the pasuk of Kasher Yachanu? Furthermore, he dashes to teach that just as when they weren't traveling, if it did not leave the shulchan, it did not become possible. So, to when they were traveling, if it did not leave the shulchan, it did not become possible. What is the view that it did become possible do with the pasuk of Olechem Hatamid? Furthermore, rather, Rav Dima said everyone really agrees Lechem Panim that was on the shulchan would not become possible during traveling. That's for sure. The machloek is regarding Lechem Panim that was removed from the shulchan were carried along with the other kelim. The one who holds it became possible says Kasher Yachanu that teaches that when they were not traveling, it would become possible. Of lefty azara, so it becomes possible now as well, since the lefty azara, and it's not. In fact, there is no azara now. The one who says it's not become possible holds that the pasuk of Venosa Oyel Moya teaches that even when the Mishkan was taken apart and was traveling, the area in which it was carried, meaning the Machan Lavia, was the had the status of the Oyel Moyed, and the Lechem HaPanim were not considered to have ever left the Oyel Moyed. For actually, Mara, what is the view that it did not become possible with the pasuk of Kasher Yachanu? Mara says he dashed into the teach that just as when they weren't traveling, if it did not leave the Azor, it did not become possible. So too, when they were traveling, if it did not leave the Machan Levim, it did not become possible. What is the view that it did become possible do with the pasuk of Venosa Oyel Moyed? After Mara, he says this pasuk only teaches the placement of the Mishkan while they didn't travel in the encampment, like where to go among the Degolim. The other view learns this from the pasuk of Machane Halavim Betoicha Machanois. Shekhmara Brisa says that when the Mishkan was taken apart for travel, all the Kodshim became possible with Yoitse and all the Mitzaris and Zavim were sent out of the Machanois. This refutes the view that the Lechem HaPanim did not become possible. And for tomorrow, this refers to all the Kodshim other than the Lechem HaPanim. Shekhmara, the pasuk says Venosa Oyel Moyed teaches that that the area retains its status even during travel, and all kachim should remain kosher. And if it does not retain its status, even a lechem apanim should become possible. So what's pshat? Rather, Robin said the two views are not arguing at all. The view that said it is not possible is talking about the lechem apanim that remained on the shulchan. The view that said it does become possible is referring to lechem apanim that was taken off the shulchan. Abaye said we can learn from this brisa that the Mishkan was even taken apart at night. And if Hashem said to begin traveling at night, they would not wait for morning before taking apart the Mishkan. Because if they would wait for morning, the kachim would not become possible for Yoitze, because it would already be possible for Lina. Furthermore, this seems obvious, as the pasuk says, "Lolechas yoimam v'loila." Mara said, we would think that the traveling could begin at night only when the Mishkan was taken apart during the day. Like, therefore, teaches the Mishkan could even be taken apart at night. Furthermore, another bride says that when the curtains around the Azor were rolled up, the Metzoras and the Zavim were allowed to enter that area. This contradicts the earlier bride that says that they were sent out of the Machanois. And Gemara Ravashi said, this second bride follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer, the earlier bride follows the view of the Rabbanon. Zok, the next Mishnah, Shtei Lechem and Lechem HaPanim were kneaded and shaped outside the Azara, but they have to be baked in the Azara. The baking does not override Shabbos. Rabbi Huda says, all the preparations must be done inside the Azara. Rav Shimon says, one should always be accustomed to say that the preparations of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem HaPanim are kosher in the Azara and are kosher in the base Pagi, meaning they're kosher throughout Yerushalayim, even with regard to their baking. Okay, Flek the Gemara. Mishnah says that the kneading and shaping may be done outside the Azara, which implies that the solid measuring kalim are not kodesh, and therefore they don't make the flour kodesh. Misha then says that they have to be baked in the Azara, which suggests that the solid measuring over here, meaning the oven, is kodesh. Rava said Rav Sheish has found this question to be a very difficult one. Furthermore, why can't we simply answer that the measures weren't made kodesh, but the oven was? Furthermore, the question that he found difficult in the Hanami was as follows. The Mishnah says that the baking had to be done in the Azara, which means that the oven was kodesh. The Mishnah then says that they could not be baked on Shabbos. Now, if so, they should become possible with Lina for having been left over Friday night. If it was this question to which Rava said, Rav Sheish found the question to be a very difficult one. Rav Asher asked, why can't we say that the Mishnah doesn't mean that the baking must take place in the Azara? Rather, it means it must be done by the Kahanim. The Gemara says the statement of Rav Ashi is a mistake, because if baking must be done by the Kehanim, then the kneading and shaping must also be done by them. And if the kneading and shaping need not be done by them, then the baking should not need to be done by them either. And the Mishnah continued and said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Maaseyim Bifnim V'chulu. Rabbi Vohu Bar Kahana said, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon both dashed in the same pasuk. The pasuk discussed in Lechem HaPanim says, V'hu Derech Choyl V'af Ki Hayoyim Yigdash Bakeli. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the pasuk means that David saw the Kahanim baking Lechem HaPanim on Friday and asked that since it will become Kaddish in the oven, it will become possible with Lina overnight. Rav Shimon said, pasuk means that David saw them baking on Shabbos and asked, shouldn't this have been baked on Friday? Do you think that the oven is kodesh and will therefore make the breads become possible with lina? It's a shulchan that makes the lechem kodesh. How can we say that David saw the kahanim when they were baking the breads? From other pesukim we see that he came when the old breads were already removed from the shulchan and the new breads were already placed on the shulchan. Rather, the pasuk means that David told them, not only may you give me to eat from the breads that were removed, you can even give me to eat from the breads that are on the shulchan right now, because there was a state of sakonis sefashos. If so, what is the basis of the machalik Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Every tomorrow, they argue based on a kabbalah of whether the oven makes the breads kaddish. In fact, the words of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah that says that a person should be accustomed to say, that suggests that this is based on a kabbalah that he had, shema minha.